Rolling on here in hour two of Wildcat Insider, 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to call us here. Big football news today, as you heard Mitch address in the update, Bill Snyder diagnosed with throat cancer, but prognosis excellent according to the doctors, and hoping to be back for spring practice, which starts on March 29th, or really, I mean, it sounds like they've been able to allow him to work as all these treatments have been happening that have started over the last 3 weeks. And then Del Miller, co-offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach at K-State, announcing his retirement after 20 years on Bill Snyder's staff that it initially started way back in 1989. We did have Steve on Twitter ask about the rumors of Colin Klein coming to K-State to replace Del Miller here. That was something that's been reported going back to Friday that he would be a likely candidate there. And I think you can understand why that would be the speculation. It seems like a slam dunk to me from a bunch of different angles. He's a K-State guy. He gets your staff younger, presumably would be a good guy to have out there recruiting. I know he was helping with some of that when he was here at K-State and got a chance to go, you know, prove himself, so to speak, at Northern Iowa this past year as their quarterbacks coach.
I think that's one of the key things. Certainly the others that you touched on are big, no doubt about that. That's a no-brainer part. But the fact that he has gone away, even if it was for just a year, to experience something different, a different program, different level, different everything, I think just helps him in the process. This is, you know, I mean, there is speculation out there that Colin will be coming back. I happen to believe that there's a pretty darn good chance that will happen. And I just think he's a terrific fit. And part of it is what you talked about. He's a K-State guy. He understands this program as well as anybody. And so it makes a ton of sense as far as I'm concerned. And you mentioned the recruiting part of it. I'll say this. I wouldn't have a problem at all if that guy was out there representing my program.
No doubt. and right? The part with him that I think is nice that you don't always get with even who we think of as young hotshot recruiters. I mean, he's a name that I would think high school kids are
fresh
still going to remember.
Sure.
Right. You know, they're going to remember his run to being a Heisman finalist, and I think that obviously adds some cachet to what you're trying to do as an assistant coach recruiting. It's just perfect. You know, having done that here at K-State, he can obviously sell the program from that angle and sell all the success that he had and how he was able to turn into what he was from coming in as a wide receiver into the program.
Well, that's well said. I think the other, you know, the thing that I would add is that think about it from this perspective, and you touched on it there at the end. This is a guy that came in here as a receiver, turned into this star quarterback who was a Heisman finalist. I'm prejudiced, but should have probably won the Heisman Trophy, right?
At least been second, yes. He should have been ahead of Manti Te'o.
Yeah, without a doubt. Anyway, the point is think about him being out there and being able to sell Kansas State from his perspective and what he's seen, what he's accomplished, working with Coach Snyder and this particular staff and all of the things that have been done here, all of the facilities improvements that have taken place recently, the education they're going to get. I just don't see much downside. That's a great thing always.
And I think big picture with the staff, you know, if you can get him in, I don't know where they would go with the other opening. And there has been some speculation about, you know, are there going to be other assistants that opt to go the same route that Del Miller did too here. I just think that it's an opportunity to get a little more recruiting firepower on your staff, because that has been, I think, the common complaint for a lot of people, just that we know K-State's never going to be way up at the top of the recruiting rankings, but if you start sprinkling in a little bit more high-end talent there, recruit a little bit better, what could you do then with all the player development that you already have here in place? And again, so many of the assistants still have been here, been a part of this, know what
Sure.
it takes to develop these guys. If you can add just a little more recruiting flair, I mean, I think the upside there speaks for itself.
I totally understand and respect that. I think it's a good point. I hope that is the case. I mean, you know, the game is about players after all, right? I mean,
yeah.
I think all coaches would tell you that. And the better athlete, more times than not, is a good thing. And yet I would caution everyone to say, you know, the way it's been done here most recently is pretty good too. I believe they identify the right fits and develop people as well as anybody in the country. And that's just the way I see it. That's the way I feel about it.
Again, to call us 537-1350 or toll-free 866-776-1350. To mix in a little hoops here, obviously K-State is heading into a, a very big stretch here, six games the rest of the year that are all very, very winnable. I guess one question I would have to start off with here is, where is this team's confidence level right now? Because it's crazy to think, but you go back to the road trips to Ames and then to Knoxville, Tennessee. I mean, this team has lost five or six games here, with the one win being them holding on to beat Baylor, which was a huge win, top sure. five road win. But it has been a tough couple of weeks here for this team, and they're not going to have to rebound. I mean, there's no time to sit around and mope. This is a huge game Wednesday and a huge week, and then every week gets bigger and bigger as you try and push your way to the tournament.
I learned a long time ago to try not to read too much into things when you're around young people that are competing like this, because think about all of the ups and downs they have every day in their life. And on top of that, in this stretch, as you say, losing five of six, one would think just by human nature they would be down a little bit. And I would tell you, at this particular point, walking through the Ice Family training facility today, I didn't see any down faces when the guys were getting shots up, getting ready to go. I think these guys know what this is. They know the league is hard. I think they're looking at it like you are. They have six games to go. They're six important games. They're six winnable games. Let's go see what we can get done. That's the way I see it. I guess that's the reporter in us kind of wanting to know those kind of things, this and that. And, you know, Coach Weber jokingly said here not too long ago, I don't know, they don't live with me. You know, you remember that?
Yeah.
And I think some people probably thought, what? But yet, these guys are pretty resilient too. I'm not saying they're not down. Don't get me wrong. I think they were really down after. I mean, they were in that game at halftime and then got smacked in the second half. That's a downer. And it was a pretty quiet plane ride back, as you might expect. But kids, I believe they are pretty resilient. And young people, I call them kids now because of my age, but they're young men. And I believe that they will be ready to go come Wednesday. I think they'll be prepared. They've got a good team coming in here. They better be prepared and be ready to go, right?
Yeah, well, one in particular I wonder about, and he's a guy that naturally doesn't seem to be lacking for confidence. I mean, he's always a pretty solid guy as far as that goes, but Barry Brown has been struggling with his shot. He had uh-huh. another tough game where he went 0-for from the floor. I mean, in fact, he and Kamau were a combined 1 of 11 from the field. But there were a couple moments in the game where it just struck me. He had passed up an open three, then sat there and thought about it for a second, put one up, and it missed badly. And I just thought, you know, a confident Barry Brown that we're used to is putting up that shot right when he catches the ball. Yeah. And he's not someone that we've really seen go through too many stretches like that, I think, in his time here. And so I wonder a little bit about where he is at.
Totally accurate. Point. And I mean, if there is one guy, that may be the right choice at this particular point. I think statistically it would point out that Barry has struggled in the last couple of two or three games. Part of that is, I think, what they've asked him to do against Baylor defensively on Manu Lacan, and he was terrific. And then, of course, with Frank Mason at Kansas, I thought he was pretty good on him that night. That's maybe a portion of it, but the reality of it is, you know, he hasn't shot the ball as of late very well. You know, I have on my chart, and I don't have my chart in front of me now, but I think in the last couple of two or three games, he's averaged about 6.5 points a game. And the five or six or seven before that, it was about 16.5. That's a big difference.
Right.
And so I think if you're looking for a guy that has struggled, maybe he's at the top of the list right now. But I also would, you know, I take the high road here. I like Barry. I think he's a competitive guy. I think he gets it a lot from Coach Weber. I think he gets it from his dad. I think he gets it from within. At this point, it would be all right for me probably to tell you the first guy I saw in there today was Barry Brown. But you're not surprised by that.
No, I mean, Bruce Weber has reiterated throughout the entire season that he's a guy that's put in more work than just about anybody
sure.
in terms of getting in there, getting
yeah.
extra shots up. And, you know, the reason I bring this up is because he has always been such a confident guy. You know, it's no knock on him. We've always seen him be very resilient throughout a freshman campaign where, excuse me, he had to play a lot more, I think, than a lot of people would have expected and had a ton on his shoulders. So that's why, you know, it's just out of character for him, and you hope that
right.
he gets it rolling because
right.
this team does, as we know, rely so heavily on that top six.
Well, and, you know, there's a lot of things that go into being confident or not being confident, but to be perfectly blunt about it, making shots is where it probably starts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he is confident in his ability to defend, confident in his understanding of what's going on. But when you are struggling a little bit with your shot, it probably is off a tick or two. And I think they're dealing with that now. But you know what? You come out, make one of those first couple shots Wednesday night. Hopefully, knock on wood, that goes away. We'll see.
We can talk a little more hoops on the other side here on Wildcat Insider. Look ahead to the stretch that they have coming up. What are they going to have to do to get into the tournament? And where are they at right now in the bracketology that was released earlier today? You're listening to Wildcat Insider.